Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ickle-firsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick. Everyone, Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a special announcement episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm Sarah.
All right. And today we are chatting with the ladies from Wizard Studies podcast about an online event that we are going to be holding really soon. So please welcome Katie Squared and Audrey.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Well, thanks for having us.
Yes.
This is a dual episode, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a rarity that we get to do these. So just because Swish and Flick is going to be on Wizard Studies and Wizard Studies is on Swish and Flick, we're going to go ahead, we're going to go around, we're going to say our names, our house, and our favorite Potter book.
Such the teacher.
I hated these things in school.
I'm currently thriving right now. I am in my element.
Tell us something unique about yourself, and I can always never think of
these are called icebreakers.
Anything.
They're my worst
And
nightmare.
We're going to have fun. This is fundatory activities.
I'll tell
you understand?
Later when I always come up in my head that I'm like, I'm not going to tell you.
Two truths and a lie.
My unique thing is I like Harry Potter.
All right. I shall start.
Go for it.
Because I'm the best. All right.
No, the best is last, which is usually moi.
Okay. So my name is Tiffany. My house is Gryffindor, as if you couldn't already know. Because, you know, I feel like I exert that.
I'm just the best.
I am the best. I am the chosen one.
Let me stroke my own ego. I'm a Gryffindor.
Yes. And my favorite Potter book is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
I thought you were just going to say Harry Potter. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Me too.
Why don't you go, okay. Slytherin?
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a Slytherin. and my favorite Potter book is Half-Blood Prince, mostly because the cover's green and it's the best cover. Color.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow, that was extra.
Thanks.
I'll accept it.
The door's
it.
Over there.
Go ahead, Hufflepuff.
All right, I'm Katie. I'm the resident Hufflepuff.
and snack connoisseur. And my favorite book is Prisoner of Azkaban.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool. They call me Sarah. I almost said Sasa. I am the Ravenclaw. And my favorite Harry Potter book is none of them. Just kidding. I love Order of the Phoenix.
Very good. Okay. Katie Squared.
So my name is also Katie, and I am also a Hufflepuff. So there you go. And actually, fun fact, in my Instagram bio, it does say certified pretzel connoisseur. So I might also hilarious. Be a snack connoisseur.
Are we talking soft pretzels or just like any kind
all
of pretzels?
Kinds of pretzels, but I do think that soft pretzels with cheese are like literally my favorite food.
Can
on
we
so
hang
good.
Out because I too love soft pretzels with cheese.
So I enjoy it with so a ground good. Mustard.
Ooh, really I good. Also like
that. That's also very good. That's one of the only times to eat a lot of mustard yeah. is with the pretzel. So mm-hmm. sometimes on a hot dog, but yes, pretzel.
Not a mustard kind of gal, but
cheese is good too.
We'll let it go. We'll keep you around still.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. And then my favorite Harry Potter book is Goblet of Fire.
Oh, I feel like that's not ever hear I was that.
It's a good book.
I know. It is I know. A good book. I feel like. I just really enjoy it. I love the other houses, and then I'm partial to a Mr. Cedric Diggory, so. Mm,
yeah. I like it more.
Katie loves to be different.
Yeah.
That is cool.
All right, Audrey.
So, yeah, my name is Audrey. I am a member of Ravenclaw House, which is the best and the most underrated house.
Agreed.
And my favorite book is Half-Blood Prince, because it has all of the teenage drama and also the saddest death. In the series.
And a green cover.
Oh my
god. Yeah, that's a good reason too.
I like the blue cover, so.
The saddest death in the series.
I don't know the if I agree. I don't know if I agree.
Saddest death university. I'm just
I,
saying.
I don't know if it was this.
You need to leave.
But is it the saddest because it's expected? You know?
It makes me cry every time.
I mean,
yeah.
I cry. Didn't cry until the last book, like even after Dobby died.
Hold
I
on.
Cried.
Now I need to know your favorite characters, Katie Squared and Audrey. Katie Squared, you can go first.
That's such a hard question.
Well, you can only pick one. Sorry.
Don't do that to a puff. That's so hard.
I know. You're all indecisive. Let's go.
He's also Libra.
True.
Okay, if I just had to pick one, I think I'd have to go with Ginny, just because out of my favorite, she's like the one we know the most about.
Okay.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. Audrey?
Katie has Ginny energy.
I try.
My favorite is really basic, but it's Hermione, and I can't deny it, so.
It's not basic, it's awesome.
Hermione is
awesome. Yeah, she's super cool.
I'm really She's not liking her in this favorite. Book, my friend.
I know you're not. You're a Hermione
Order of the Phoenix
downer.
Is your favorite book, too, and now you're, like, all hating on Hermione.
She's not Whatever. The book.
I know.
She's not even in the Order of the Phoenix, so how about them apples?
I oh love Hermione.
I love Hagrid, and I don't know why I laugh. I love Hagrid and Ron are my two favorites.
Okay. We know your favorite.
Remus Lupin, 1,000%.
So who's yours?
I can't pick one.
Well, I say that I did say two people.
Yeah, you
Katie
did.
Katie Squared had to pick one. But we know Hagrid's your number one.
I think Ron's my number one, and I just really? Think that Hagrid's underrated.
He is, but I thought he was your number one.
I'm not going to lie. My answer's kind of been changing since reading Order of the Phoenix again, and I think that Hermione might be my favorite.
Whoa.
Yes.
She just has some Slytherin energy in this book, and I appreciate it.
I just kind of think she really might does. Be the worst.
Oh, well, my gosh. To each shots their own. Fired. Everybody think, keep well, not everybody. Most people think my favorite character is awful.
I don't, well.
I love
I mean,
me
I don't
some Dumbledore.
That say that, but.
I love me some Dumbledore. And you know what? I don't care what everybody else says. Well, let's get into this. What's the special announcement that I mentioned at the beginning? Well, we are going to be doing something super fun and for charity. So we are going to be holding an online trivia really soon, and we will share the date with you shortly. But let's go ahead and talk about the charity that we are going to be donating 100% of our proceeds to.
Yeah, so we kind of came together to do this with the idea of doing it for charity from the start. So I'm really excited about this. We're going to be donating all of our proceeds to the Okra Project, which I'll just read straight from their website what they do, because they can say it better than I can. The Okra Project pays Black trans chefs to go into the homes of Black trans people to cook them a healthy and home-cooked meal at absolutely no cost to our Black trans and gender non-conforming siblings. For those Black trans folks currently experiencing homelessness or whose homes cannot support our chefs cooking, the Okra Project has partnered with institutions like Osborne Association and other community spaces to deliver foods. And so they have a really great layout on their website just showing how much a session costs and what that takes from donors. So it costs $90 to put together a session, which that includes paying the chef and providing the groceries and the food and everything for the meal. So I personally just think this is a really great charity because it's kind of doing double duty where you're paying chefs, Black trans chefs, and you're also feeding people and providing them with a home-cooked meal, which a lot of people don't have access to. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah. When Audrey brought it up, I was like, we talk about food all the time. This is perfect.
Yeah. And I think that it's just like, it's the perfect charity that combines like two huge important things that are going on right now, which is Black lives and trans lives. And this is just like the perfect charity to support both of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then moving on to some more details just about the Trivia Night in general. So we're going to host it on Zoom. So you guys will all, everybody who's going to play trivia will have access to the Zoom link, and then they'll join. And then the date for the trivia is going to be Friday, July 10th at 6:30 Eastern time. So if you're in a different time zone, I would just double check that time because I know I always have a lot of trouble with time zones. And then you can play either as a team or an individual. Playing as a team, I recommend having a separate video call with the people on your team so you can chat a little bit faster because the answers are going to be timed. So I just make sure that you have that all set up beforehand and that you're ready to play at 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Guys, the important part. All right, prizes. What are you going to get for your donation? Okay, so we've got a first, a second, and a third place. Of course, everybody's a winner, but we're going to recognize first, second, and third. We'll start with third.
I mean, what do they say?
Third or nothing, right?
Third or nothing, right?
So third place is going to be a prize pack, which is going to be some stickers, buttons, pins, maybe some notebooks that Swish has laying around. And then obviously our friends from Wizard Studies are going to be getting some buttons and stickers to include in there as well. So it's just going to be like a fun little prize pack. Second place will get that prize pack plus a $25 gift card to Etsy. And then first place will get the prize pack plus a $50 gift card to Etsy. So go and support all those people out there who are making some home goods.
And there are so, especially right now on Etsy, they have a whole page dedicated to Black-owned Etsy shops.
Yes.
So I think that they also have one that recognizes LGBT-owned Etsy shops as well. So
very cool.
I just, you know, we wanted to give gift cards to somewhere that we can like support people who truly need the support over like massive companies.
And I will say, I don't know if this actually is you said, but like we're not partnering with Etsy or anything.
No. Yeah, no.
Like that's just us getting, because we want to support the small local,
yeah,
small businesses like on Etsy. That's why we're doing that, mm-hmm, as opposed to like going to Amazon or like a Target or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not affiliated with them.
How to join the trivia. So we are asking everybody to donate $5 per player to the Okra Project. The first option for you to do that is to either go directly to the Okra Project's website, make your donation, screenshot your receipt, and email it to either Swish and Flick or Wizard Studies. So Swish and Flick's email is swishflickcast@gmail.com. Just put in the subject line of the email, trivia donation so that we know what it is. And then for Wizard Studies Podcast, it is wizardstudiespodcast@gmail.com. And just do the same thing for them, just so that it's easy for us to sort through the emails. If you do not want to go directly to the website for whatever reason and PayPal is easier for you, you can just donate directly to Swish's PayPal, and we will do a lump sum donation after everybody has donated who wants to donate via PayPal. You can just go to PayPal and send $5 per person to swishflickcast@gmail.com. And in the notes on PayPal, just say that it's for trivia donation as well. So the final day to sign up will be on July 10th. We just will only accept people on the teams up until noon, just to like give us a grace period so that we can make sure everything is organized for you guys before trivia starts at 6:30. And that will be noon Eastern Standard Time. Also, if you are donating, there's going to be a limit of 6 people per team. I mean, that's just our recommendation. It just is a lot of voices if there's more than that. So if you are making one donation for your team, that's fine. You can do just like one lump donation. But whenever you send us the email, just give us everybody's name that's going to be on your team with their emails so that we can make sure everybody gets access to the Zoom so that you can see all of the questions. And there will be like more details on how we're gonna get your answers and everything like on the night of the trivia. And yeah, I think that you guys will be basically responsible for figuring out how you're gonna collaborate together on answering the questions. Like, it's not gonna be, I would recommend you have the Zoom up so that you can see our questions, but you guys are like on your own call to collaborate on like how you want to answer.
And have one person putting in the answer, because it's just easier that way. You know, have a team captain or whomever, someone designated to.
Yes, yes, yes.
We'll also have all of this information laid out in a Facebook event page. So when this goes live, that should be live or very closely to it. So, yeah, it'll be shared all over. So check it out. All this will be spelled out too, unless you just want to listen to us over and over and over again until you memorize all the rules.
And that's fine too. That works. Just, you know, hit repeat.
You can also email either one of us if you have a question that's not answered in any of these things.
And this is for all ages. Yeah. All ages. So,
and there's going to be some fun little different categories. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
So treat it as such, you know. Treat it as if there's a 5-year-old in the room. We're having a good time.
And if everybody likes this and wants to do it again, you know, when this is all said and done and over, maybe we will, you know, think about doing this more often. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Katie Squared, Audrey, do we have anything else to add, or do you think that's about it?
I just wanted to say something super quickly. So this might sound like super confusing, all of the instructions we've been giving, but once we get on the Zoom and you can actually see things and we can explain things there, it'll make a whole lot more sense. Just a heads up if you're a little lost at the moment about what we're talking about.
Yeah, just make sure you get on the Zoom and you've paid your $5 and from there. And study. Make sure you study.
Yeah. Go back and listen to all of our episodes beforehand, both Swish and Wizard Studies. You'll do fine.
For sure.
Yeah. What about, do they have to download anything for like CrowdPart or no?
Nope.
No, it'll just run in a browser. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Yeah, these two are trivia wizards over here. So. That's
why I said, hey, experience.
If you want to play as a team with 6, or if you want to play single, either way, it doesn't matter. Once you get on Zoom and we explain everything, it's going to be super easy. We promise it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time. The trivia is going to be hard questions, but are fun, because all of our listeners, we know for a fact, are like insane Potter fans. So we are going to make this a super fun trivia that hopefully everybody finds challenging, and we're looking forward to it. So. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Very excited. Mm-hmm.
But don't be overwhelmed, that's all. It's going to be fun. It's going to be easy. So if you want to do it, just come and join us.
It's going to be hard, but it's going to be hard.
You're going to suffer, but you're going to be happy about it.
That's like literally the perfect quote for Harry Potter trivia, though. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all we have as far as this little bonus special announcement episode goes. So
thank you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, and we were happy to join you as well.
Well, thank you anyways. It's meant a lot to us kind of like collabing with you guys, because we do really look up to you guys, so thank Aww. You. Aww.
Well, thank now you. I feel thank warm you. And fuzzy.
Oh, we're ending this on such a lovely note. I love love. It's great. Is Tiffany, that all for the it. Greater good?
Yeah.
You said yes. So that concludes this bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
For Trelawney and trivia.
Oh. Keep that in.
Should we go back?
No, keep it in.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.